In 1907, Colorado became the first state in the nation to make Columbus Day an official holiday, more than 30 years before the declaration of the national holiday. But now, after years of protests led by Native Americans, highlighting Columbus's killing, removal, and enslavement of Native people, Colorado's capital is celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day instead.
It's been a long struggle, a long haul, but freedom is in our DNA. So let me tell these Takojas, our grandchildren here, that in a decade, there will be no Columbus Day.
Taking a break from the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, Phyllis Young, longtime activist for Native rights and member of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation, traveled to Colorado over the weekend to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day with members of the 48 tribes that reside in the state.
America was founded on an indentured spirit, on slavery, on bondage, conformity. The Seven Council Fires predate the treaties, the agreements. They predate America. We are the predecessor sovereign of the Western Hemisphere. And nobody will take that away from us.
Young was speaking from the steps of the Colorado State Capitol to a crowd of around 500 people who had gathered for Denver's first official Indigenous Peoples Day. At the same event, Tessa McLean of the Ojibwe tribe and member of Colorado's American Indian Movement traced the colonization process to ongoing violence and disregard faced by its survivors.
Since 1492, our women have been either murdered, raped, desecrated, they've disappeared, and I would like to blame Columbus for that. You know, my cousin was murdered, and there is someone behind bars for her death, but really, I blame colonization.
Denver is one of around 20 cities nationwide trading in their celebrations of Christopher Columbus in honor of the hemisphere's original residents. Other cities doing the same include Boulder, Phoenix, Seattle, and Minneapolis. Earlier this year, Colorado Representative Joe Salazar introduced a bill that would have repealed Columbus Day at the state level. The bill ultimately failed, but Salazar says it didn't dampen his resolve to end Colorado's celebration of Columbus.
We don't honor anyone who commits genocide, who has engaged in acts of genocide, and who promoted a doctrine of discovery, which even to 2016 is still involved in genocidal acts against Indigenous people. You know, we always have known that when it comes to issues of communities of color, it's always a marathon, not a sprint. And I knew I was going to have to bring it back again this coming year.
Colorado has recently taken steps to amend for acts committed during the westward expansion of the United States. In 2014, Colorado's governor publicly apologized to the descendants of the survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre. Members of the American Indian Movement, like Walter Lee Albo Hawkins, say they're pleased to see the revision in the historical narrative about the colonization of the United States, but that actions speak louder than words.
To apologize to a nation of people for, you know, for the wrongdoings, and then to turn around and still continue with, you know, different policies that are going to allow pipelines to go through or allow, you know, water to be polluted, they're empty promises.
The Dakota Access Pipeline came up multiple times at Saturday's rally. Keynote speaker Phyllis Young of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation says she sees the same pan-tribal sense of community and purpose in the Indigenous demonstrations in Denver.
We have begun a new community because we have 9,000 people who have come to our homeland. We have started a new community. It's a green community. We're not the Green Party. We are the green keepers of Mother Earth.
Young told the crowd that pipeline opponents in North Dakota are getting ready for the next stage of the fight against encroachment by oil and gas interests. This includes not only preparing the protest encampment for winter, but also the development and use of sustainable energy alternatives.
And we are developing with the scientists technology that will be green, that we will accommodate our communities, and we will have something to offer to the entire world. And if America wants to come with us, Come with us, because you're welcome.
For many, that invitation implies taking additional steps toward decolonization, and it means healing centuries-deep wounds with more than commemorations and apologies. Hannah Lee Myers, FSRN, Denver.